The coronavirus pandemic is forcing blind voters to make a tough decision. Vote in person and risk their health, or vote absentee by mail and hand their privacy over to the person filling out their ballot. But as WFAE's Alexandra Watts reports, there's an alternative that gives these voters both safety and privacy.
In prior elections, Becky Davidson, who is blind, voted in person. Before the coronavirus pandemic, one of her biggest challenges was getting to the polls. This year, it's safety. She's worried that social distancing isn't enough to protect her from the virus, especially with the markers on the floor that she can't see. Davidson doesn't know how she's going to cast her ballot. Does she vote in person, or does she ask someone else to fill it out, giving up her private vote?
Being able to go and vote privately and independently at the polls is something that I value quite a bit. Sadly, doing absentee voting privately and independently is still not possible here in North Carolina or in a number of states.
If a voter is blind or has vision impairment and goes in person, they vote using a machine that uses audio to guide them through the ballot. According to numbers out of Cornell University, 257,000 North Carolinians who are 15 and older are blind. For those who are eligible to vote, advocacy groups and voters who are blind and visually impaired recently sued the state asking for a more private way to vote without having to vote in person. A federal judge ruled in their favor, and now the state has to make the online portal Democracy Live! Accessible to voters who are blind and visually impaired. The portal is traditionally used for deployed military voters and those overseas. The ballot is online and audio-based and allows for voters to cast their vote without assistance. Mecklenburg County Board of Elections Director Michael Dickerson says counties are waiting to unveil the portal.
We're waiting to see what the state is going to have for us, if it's like the overseas ballot where somebody can vote sort of online through their computer. Once the state gives direction and understands how it can be converted for someone with a vision impairment, say, then we'll be able to, all 100 counties in the state, follow that rule.
Corey Dunn works with Disability Rights North Carolina, a nonprofit that was part of the lawsuit.
Our clients simply wanted to be able to use the process that other voters use to cast an absentee ballot without having to compromise the privacy of that ballot.
With early voting starting soon, Becky Davidson, who is blind, is still not sure how she will vote.
If the system is up and online and running and available in time for the election, I may test it just because I can, and rather than go to the polls.
Raleigh resident Ricky Scott has been blind for nearly his entire life and has voted both absentee by mail and in person. Voting is important to him, and he's cautiously optimistic that the online voting option will give blind voters like him the privacy they need.
What it boils down to is equal treatment with respect to the ballot. That's a basic right of citizenship. To ask us to accept anything less is inherently discriminatory and says that we are second-class citizens.
For WFAE News, I'm Alexandra Watts.
And Alexandra reports for WFAE through a partnership with Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. She's a Report for America Corps member.